Like, I'm not from the 90s generation, but for even from when I was, like, you know, 10 or 11, I was always wanting to listen to 90s music.
Well, that's your classic rock, though.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I listen to a lot of classic rock, though, too.
You like,
it's the same. I mean, it's the same. Like, I liked music from the 50s and 60s, but that was, like, oldies, whereas, like, classic rock was 70s and 80s.
Right.
I mean, I still consider, and like, then, that 70s and 80s, like, classic rock.
Right, totally. But, I mean, every generation is going to have, like, we're always still going to like the Supremes and also Nirvana and also, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think that it really says that, like, music is timeless. It doesn't actually exist. Yeah. It's something that we've made up in our heads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Supremes playing next to Nirvana are two just great songs. That's all
totally.
They are.
Well, it's like Sharon Jones and the Dap Queens.
Oh, she came back and did that sort of...
It was like that music style is from the 60s,
right.
And she became popular in the 2010.
It's when somebody covers an old song, too, or like Queen with a movie, and everybody's like, Queen's
right.
the best band. It's
right.
like, they were always the best band. You're just hearing it now.
Yeah, totally.
So that's what this show, or all these shows that we're doing, should exist to do, is
that's
like
awesome.
Play... across the spectrum of different songs that are just great.
Yeah.
They're just
totally.
Great songs. It does not matter when they... I know when I was a kid, I wanted to be very modern. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But...
It's all good. I mean, all music from all generations has, you know, it's beautiful.
In all genres.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah,
has
exactly.
good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It has, like, value, too.
Totally.
It
100%.
Does.
Well, especially when you hear, like, you were talking about Dylan a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
And these songs' lyrics still make... It, the same points are still valid.
Yeah.
In a lot of the songs, you know?
Yeah.
I will say...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, while we're on the topic, Believe by Cher is a great song.
You Believe.
Oh,
I love that song.
It's a great song.
That's an awesome song.
It's
Cher has some amazing
so catchy.
Songs.
Yeah. We were talking about Cher on the way here.
We were talking about
really?
Cher. Yeah. Why were we... We were talking about Moonstruck.
Oh,
have you all seen Moonstruck?
Yep.
That's
it's the best.
One of these days, I'll talk about my appreciation for Nicolas Cage on the air, and I'll go off.
Oh,
but
I love Nicolas Cage.
It doesn't have to be today, but I love him. I love him.
Yeah,
he's crazy, and I love him.
Wild at heart.
Yeah,
that's right. The world is wild at heart and weird on top. Is that what the saying was? Yeah,
love it.
All right, it's already past 11. Wow, we're just talking.
I'm down to hang if you guys are. For
a bit. I'm down a little bit.
Cool.
All right, so. Once again, WMFO Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio, listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. I have to say that every, like, hour and stuff, you know? It's
That's
just
radio.
A thing.
That's radio.
Oh,
it's a thing.
We haven't done a PSA yet.
Oh, we did not do a PSA. We're supposed to do a PSA every hour. Maybe we'll just do two right now.
That's fine by me. That's right there.
Oh, yeah.
We apologize. We're just having too much fun.
I like Kayla being in the captain's chair. I like that.
Yeah. She holds the ship
down.
She's
the boss.
She does.
I mean, that's what I do.
She's awesome, isn't she? All right.
What are you looking for?
We have to do
PSA.
A PSA every hour.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
I did that in my college radio station.
I like the Beatles one. Read that.
All right. So this one's about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
I know we always do this with PSAs. This street, Boston Ave, when I lived here, I saw more accidents on this street than I've ever seen anywhere.
Yeah.
So, as a PSA for all you tough students, everybody be careful on this street. I'm not joking. I saw so many. I have pictures in my phone of a car flipped over. Mm-hmm. I saw moped accidents. I've seen so many accidents on that street.
That's funny, though, because, like, a couple times this year downstairs in, like, the meeting for the TV station, we just heard, like, really loud, like, screeches, maybe crashes. I don't know.
Well, you know
there's
always those idiots that just decide that they're just going
to
speed around another car or do whatever. It's like, I don't know where you think you're going faster or if you're just a badass. Because I drive on 495 a lot, and there's cars speeding like psychos all the time. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know. People suck.
It was
not
somebody
you guys,
pulled a gun
but
on somebody on Boston Ave last week.
Really?
Wow.
Are
you serious?
Yeah,
what
it was
part?
On the news. Winthrop and Boston Ave.
Oh, somebody, of course. You know, yeah, right
exactly
where
we live. Yeah,
yeah. Somebody, somebody in a car pulled a gun on somebody in another car.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's wild on these streets.
Because I watch the news every night.
Why?
I really do.
Why do you
I don't
do
know.
Do you also go through the Sunday Globe and read every article?
No, I'm that guy who watches the 11 o'clock news every night. And I'm like,
It's so terrible.
Yeah.
The news is the most depressing thing.
It's awful. It is. It really is.
It is. It's just, it's like I watch Jeopardy and I watch the news.
Oh, my God.
Jeopardy's the only reason why I miss having cable. I miss watching Jeopardy every night.
James Holzhauser?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
He was amazing.
You know what they did? So they updated the episodes of Jeopardy that they have on Netflix. Now they have every single season premiere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first episode of every season of Jeopardy is now on Netflix. So go back. You can watch the first one back in, I think it was 84 or something like that.
Wow, yeah, it's been on for 35 years.
And we were watching some from the 90s, like 96, 97, 98.
Trebek's looking good for somebody who has stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
I'm pulling for
him. Definitely.
Oh, he's pulling for him. He's like, I'm going to beat this.
I love Trebek. I love Jeopardy. Yeah.
It's number one. Are we going to do another PSA? Or are we just
do you want me to do a second one right now? Because I will.
Do you need to do another one?
I mean, I don't know.
I think we can. Yeah. Maybe, you know what I see over there? I see that Sonic Youth Goo poster. That's amazing. Maybe we should hear some Sonic Youth. Are you guys in the mood?
I am so down. Sonic Youth is one of my favorites.
Like, do you want to do Disappearer on Goo?
Oh, wow.
The song is called Disappearer.
God, I haven't heard that in a long time.
It's one of my favorite Sonic Youth songs.
It's my favorite Sonic Youth record.
Oh, me too. And a lot of people go, you know, because that was their first commercial record on the release. But I kind of like they reined it in a little bit. Because they'll go off on, you know. Yeah. I went and saw Thurston. All right, I'll give you my Thurston Moore story. I love Thurston Moore. I love Sonic Youth. I love these guys. It's the late 90s. And he had just put out his first solo record called Psychic Hearts, and it was so good. And I was like, yes. And he was like, coming to the Middle East. And I was like, amazing. You buy your tickets. I'm like, I'm going to see Thurston Moore. I go downstairs, Middle East. And you know the downstairs Middle East is like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
This dude gets up on stage, turns towards his amplifier, and proceeds to play Feedback. I mean, we waited for about probably 25 minutes where we were like, yeah, they do that sometimes. We left. We were like, he just decided to come to the Middle East and play Feedback.
Oh.
I was like, dude.
There's a time and place for Feedback.
I still support you, Thurston Moore, but that was not cool.
That's a bummer.
Kim Gordon, a bummer.
Right now is like, yeah, he's a jerk.
I'm going to plug Kim Gordon's book, which was great.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet, but she's awesome. She's amazing.
I love the video for Bull in the Heather.
Oh, yeah.
With, what's her name from Bikini Kill? Who's the lead singer?
Kathleen Hanna. She just dances in the background.
She just dances she's around. Awesome. It's amazing.
Is Kim Deal in that too?
No.
What's the video? All right. Anyway, yeah, that is an awesome video. Yeah.
All right.
Women of the 90s.
Yeah. So let's play it.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
We just found out that those guys put out a record a month ago.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, that was a really cool song. What was that? Silver Sun Pickups. What was the name of that song?
Lazy Eye. It's like their most popular song.
Yeah.
And Mark was talking about how that was named after a liquor store in Silver Lake in Los Angeles called Silver Sun Liquors, and that was what you would go pick up booze.
And a song of their new album has over a million plays already, so it must have been like the single.
They're killing it.
Yeah.
That surprises me that people are still checking up on them.
That's pretty nice.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Can I promote a band that I really love?
Of course.
We don't need to play it. When we were talking about bands, there's this band out called Fontaines DC, which stands for Dublin City. And they, I'm telling you, you're going to hear about them. They just like crushed it South by Southwest. Mm. They're playing a sold out show at Great Scott in September.
Oh, cool.
And I've been telling everybody about them. I've played them for you.
Really?
You don't remember, but you really liked it.
Okay.
If you guys get a chance to listen to Fontaines DC, you'll love it.
Cool.
I just need to promote that band.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember.
Yeah. There's a song called Liberty Bell. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll play it, but they're great. I just had to promote them. That's all.
Awesome.
I'm looking them up right now.
Maybe we'll close out with that.
Yeah, why not?
Oh.
Liberty Bell. I want to find it.
Yeah, this was a good time.
Yeah, it was really fun. We want to thank Mark and Rachel for hanging out and coming in.
Thank you guys so much for coming and hanging out.
We're wrapping it up.
That's
wrap up talk.
Before we wrap it up completely, let's do a little bit of Rachel. Where can people find you online?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Rebel Girl Rachel, but it's all spelled very strangely. So find a version of that. My name is spelled R-A-E-C-H-E-L, or you can just go to my website, Rachel Angelie, RAECHELANNEJOLIE.com.
Cool. Mark, where can we find you?
Reading. The Reading Starbucks, doing nothing,
having to leave.
Can I tell you, the Medford store doesn't feel like my store anymore.
That's because you left.
No, it's not just that. It's because Rachel left. Me and Mike discussed this. It doesn't feel the same, right, Mike?
There is a little bit of a different vibe there. Yeah.
There's a different vibe there. It's not you guys. I don't know what it is, but I was there tonight.
No, it's not you or Frankie. Like that. If that core was still the same of me coming at night or us hanging out, it'd be different. But there's just a certain...
Some of the new regulars.
When that guy gave me a hard time at the door. There's just been weird things that happened that you're like... Mm.
Or when that guy, remember when that guy yelled at you?
Oh my God.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember he called you a racist?
Well, he didn't say it that way. He goes, I was sort of, we're like all right, everybody, picture the door.
This was crazy.
And there's a seat right next to the door. And Mark was sitting there. So I pulled up a chair to talk to him facing him, tilted a little bit towards the door, but not in the way. I all of a sudden have Liam, who works there, come tap me on the back, and he's like, hey, man, listen, somebody's saying you're in the way if you don't mind moving. I was like, oh, okay. And I start looking around. I'm like, well, who was it? And, more to be like, hey, man, sorry. And some guy raises his hand. He goes, it was me. It was me. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to turn this into a black-white thing. And I was like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
Immediately, I'm like, I'm not part of this conversation. You're not putting me on video. I didn't do anything. I'm like, oh, my God. It was really awkward.
Yeah,
really awkward.
It was odd.
I don't know where else to go about that, but yeah, that was a weird
moment. It was just a weird moment.
It was
just a weird moment. I don't know. Where can you find me? I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't have a website. Don't let Mark fool you. He has...
You don't have a website? Everyone has a website.
He has two different films in pre-production, and he has Fat the Movie. How do you find that?
You can watch that on Amazon Prime.
Okay, so you can go on Amazon Prime. It's F-A-T.
Not to be confused with PHAT.
Which is the sequel.
Pretty hot and tempting. It's starring Chris Tucker and
Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
Heather Locklear. And you're
and
on a you're
movie's
in a,
coming soon.
Movie, yeah, two movies in pre-production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll obviously keep you updated.
Yeah.
Mark Jerry Finney on Instagram.
Look for me at Starbucks. Doing nothing.
I'll start you a website, Mark. Pay me to make a website.
Okay. Ooh, all
there
right.
You go.
He's got an IMDb page, too.
I do have an IMDb. There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
He's also on Pornhub. At, you know.
Yep. Yep. Butch Cassidy.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we have now? We have a Twitter page for what?
We do have a Facebook. I have a Facebook page for this show. I don't really do much. If you want to like take that over, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you're the one
that kind of got this all started.
We're gonna get this show going. We're gonna build.
What's the Facebook page?
Black Stripes or White Keys.
So between the three of us, Danny and Kayla and I, we're going to be doing a couple different shows. So we have Friday, Outer Heaven.
Yep.
At noon on some weeks and 11 on some weeks.
Yeah, there's a bi-weekly show at 11 before us. And so every other week that they're not here, if we're not doing anything, we'll start the show.
I'm coming. All right, yeah.
Nice.
So we'll have some more social media stuff for you guys soon.
This was a fun time.
Thanks for having a good time.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Are we going to play Fountains DC? Is that what we're going to do? Or?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're going to play that out, and we'll see you guys Friday.
Yes,
sounds good.
We'll see you in 3 days, 11 a.m. for Outer Heaven Radio.
Yeah, awesome. Good night, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. That you get around here, that kind of ready, steady violence. That violent, how do you do? And the lawyer went and steady white sleep in a phone booth. He's just very, very tired of having that same old boring conversation. Just like me, just like you, man is on the nod, yeah, what you gonna do about it? You know I love that violence that you get around here, that kind of ready, steady violence. That violence, how do you do? The lie when it's steady, white sleep in a phone booth. He's just very, very tired of having that same old boring conversation. Just like me, just like you, man is on the notch, yeah, what you gonna do about it? Is it easy just to try it? Is it the same old lie? Well, is it liberating just to be so fine? Happens all the time. You know I love that violence that you gallow when the car wind blows down. News of the marriage of the socialites, money to another one's land, and I put one where it refuse to stand. Yeah, he's just bearing a guilt and it's coming from the back row, side row, never even tried row. Nice man if you knew him well. I heard he on a place called the Liberty Bell, yeah. Well, is it easy? I think I'll try it. Cause it's the same old lie. I find it liberating just to be so fine. Happens all the
make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning. suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. 'Cause I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. Suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. lingers like poison in the air. Take it or leave it, babe, my last apology. Can you let yourself believe it? Can you let yourself be free? When evil deeds like centipedes come crawling across your floor, and all the ghosts that you miss most are pounding at your door, and all the stupid things you've done come back to haunt you, and that the perfume that you wear lingers like poison in the air. That's nothing new. My methods of survival just don't work like they used to. So walk me through the city, baby, take me by the hand, and forget about tomorrow until we can laugh again. But all the stupid things we've done before, they come back to haunt. Let that perfume that you wear, before the stupid things we've done come back to haunt us. Let that
is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
protesters are cruising the parkway on my TA. I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
What would you say you do here?